This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Welcome back. Kevin Cheveldayoff is the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, and he's at some AHL meetings in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and we're so pleased to have him on the show. I heard it's pouring there, though, right?
Well, it hasn't been great for the guys that are had the ability to golf. So I don't have the ability to golf, nor did I have the ability to golf.
Well, I see that your name is penciled in right next to mine, Kevin, so that's perfect. Yes.
So what's keeping you busy today?
Well, you know, just obviously had a very productive day yesterday and got Andre Pavlik inked on the dotted line, a big signing for, you know, the now of our franchise and certainly for the future. So very excited about that. But no time to put your feet up because there's lots of work to be done on both the RFA side and the UFA side, and obviously getting ready for that magical day of July 1.
You know, it's funny. We talked to you last week about Pavlik, and, you know, there have been those reports about the KHL. You weren't reading much into that, and it turns out you were right. You got a deal done, but you did go out and trade for the rights to Jonas Gustafsson just prior to making the deal with Pavlik. What can you tell us about that acquisition? Is this a guy that you think you could maybe sign as someone to work in tandem there, or are you going to go back to Chris Mason? How are you going to fill that second slot?
Well, all we have acquired is the rights to speak to Jonas, and you know, we'll see how the talks go as well with Jonas and any of our other potential UFA players that we have some interest in. You know, and it's hard to say how everything will play out, but you know, with that move, you know, we just had the opportunity to speak with his agent and prior to July 1st.
What kind of a priority is Evander Kane for you in terms of inking him to a deal, and what are you looking at doing with him?
Well, we met with Evander's representatives at the draft, and it was a great meeting to be able to sit down face to face and kind of explain philosophies. And you know, we'll continue to work hard on that behind the scenes, and hopefully you know, have an announcement you know, sometime soon. But you never know how negotiations take time and progress. But it was a great meeting, and we look forward to concluding something in the future.
So I'll ask you the same question that EJ asked one of your beat writers in the last segment. What does long-term mean to you? You know, with all the deals that are out there in the 8 to 10 year range versus 4 to 5 year range, which one is your preference?
You know, that is a great question because, and ironically, when we're talking with the agents and the players, we do bring up that question because it is important that you're on the same page philosophically. And I think it means different things for different players. But we're, you know, in this past situation here, obviously, it meant for Andre to give up 2 years of unrestricted free agency. And earlier in the summer here when we signed Jim Slater, you know, that was 3 years of unrestricted free agency. So long term, I think, becomes relative for each individual deal. And I think that you have to look at each person, each situation, you know, in that fashion. And if you kind of, you know, try to have one rule that applies for everyone, I don't think that's fair.
Hey, Kevin, at the draft, you picked up a big hitter on defense, Jacob Trouba, likely going to University of Michigan for at least a year. Give me your thoughts on Trouba because, I mean, I've seen some of that video. He is a nasty son of a gun on the blue line.
Well, that just put a smile on my face to hear you say that, that's for sure. So, you know, we really like a lot of things about him. And you know, the on-ice, player that you just alluded to is certainly very exciting. But, you know, when we met him and talked with him and interviewed him off the ice, he's a genuine, you know, genuine person, has a real passion for the game, you know, has a kind of a quiet confidence about him and just, you know, you can tell that he's been brought up by a wonderful family and you know, someone that, you know, is just enjoys to play the game. So we're really excited about, you know, having a cornerstone like that, you know, in our franchise, to coupled with some of the other defensemen that we have, you know, obviously Zach Bogosian and others, Tobias Enstrom, you know, Dustin Byfuglien, you know, Mark Stewart. So we feel really good about the future on the back end, and you know, that obviously is going to take some time, but we're going to be willing to wait for it.
And Kevin, before I let you go, it's always nice to have a Sutter, and you got one there in the second round, Lucas Sutter. Give me a quick snapshot of him before you go.
Well, again, you know, character. You can't say that enough. You know, and certainly, you know, he is someone that will work very, very hard to embody what a Sutter is. And but you know, again, he's doing it on his own terms. He realizes that he is his own person. And I think that is the essence of him, is that he's out to carve his own career, and he's going to do it and not be denied.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on a fantastic draft weekend, and enjoy Hilton Head if you can, and we'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure. Always nice speaking with you.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.